Join us this week as we look at opportunities for veterans in the Ozarks. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, Maddox New Prater Ice Center, and the Springfield Department of Environmental Services. As part of their mandate to provide programming that encourages family reading and literacy, since 2011, the nonprofit Missouri Humanities Council has also provided opportunities for military veterans and their families in St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield to participate in creative writing workshops. According to Director of Family and Veterans Programs, Lisa Carrico, the idea is to provide
a creative outlet for self-expression through writing for veterans. Every veteran has a story to tell, and they often carry these stories inside them well beyond their time of service. So for many veterans, the act of writing and telling their stories can be therapeutic in nature. We hope to build camaraderie and support by creating a safe and inclusive space to write in.
The Humanities Council hopes to expand their offerings for veterans in areas such as verbal storytelling and a potential collaboration with Missouri State University on some sort of veterans filmmaking program. Lisa Carrico says they'd like to reach more Missouri veterans with one-day and weekend writing workshops in smaller cities around the state. But for now, they're limited to the five-week workshops in St. Louis, Kansas City, and for the last 4 years, here in Springfield. For this report, I was able to attend the final Springfield Veterans Writing Workshop on June 2nd at the Midtown Carnegie Branch Library. There were about a half dozen people in attendance. Illness or summer travel kept several others away that Saturday morning. The group was led by local facilitator Karen Crago.
Well, they have a lot of stories to tell. That's the nice thing about a veterans writing group. And we also have veterans' family members.
So. Well, I'm a veteran, too, but also a family member.
You're a veteran. What's your...
Well, I was in the Missouri National Guard for about 4 years, so
well,
it wasn't
I didn't realize
a long-lived
that.
Career.
But
so
we do
been
get...
doing this for 3 years, and that's the first I heard of that.
Yeah.
She hadn't told anybody. You were in longer than I was, though. 2 years, 9 months, and 14 days was all I did.
What were you in, Jerry Matt?
Army.
Yeah.
Right down to the day.
Workshop participants Tanya Brissee and Jerry Mack Johnston learning a little more about each other. Once again, facilitator Karen Crago.
You don't have to have been in service or in combat service to have something kind of painful to bring up sometimes, and writing is so great for just addressing that. Jean, why do you write? You have this wonderful book you just gave me.
Mm-hmm. Karen Crago turns to Eugene Ward, who has just self-published a book of poetry called God, Family, and Life.
I started writing birthday cards and anniversary cards to family and friends, and it just kind of rolled into poetry, and I use poetry as an escape from PTSD. I thank the good Lord that He allowed me to physically come back from Vietnam, but sometimes mentally I'm still there. I can take this poetry and crawl into it, and it's a whole new world.
When did you start writing poetry?
About 1972.
When did you come back from Vietnam?
1970.
What service, part of the service were you in?
I went in the Army in 1967, did two tours in Vietnam, and after that I said, that's enough Army. So I turned around and did 22 years in the Marine Corps. I loved it.
But none of the Marine service was in Vietnam, though. That was
No, they wouldn't let me go back. But it was a good career. I enjoyed it.
But Gene Ward didn't necessarily enjoy what he saw and experienced in his two tours of Vietnam in the late 1960s.
The second tour, I was a door gunner on a Huey. So we picked troops up and dropped them off into landing zones and then picked them up again, or what was left of them, and brought them back. That will cause PTSD.
And his poetry helps him deal with it. For this session, he had just written a Memorial Day poem.
Shedding tears for veterans, it does not mean you're weak. It simply means you've lost a friend and you can't find the words to speak. On this and every Memorial Day, let us shed our tears for all those men and women heroes who've stood for freedom's call. Let our memories never waver, for they've earned our full respect. And as we shed a tear for them, give a salute and stand erect.
Actually, the subject matter of Gene Ward's poems runs the gamut from war-related to the seasons of the year.
Anything from the homeless to my family and how we met and the love and grandkids. You know, I've covered everything you could think of.
Eugene T. Ward, one of the local participants in the Missouri Humanities Council's Veterans Writing Workshops. To find out more about these workshops and about the Humanities Council's multi-volume anthology called Proud to Be, Writing by American Warriors, visit mohumanities.org or call area code 314-781-9660. For KSMU, I'm Randy Stewart. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe, Maddox New Prater Ice Center, and the Springfield Department of Environmental Services.